Thanks for signing on. I'm Bob Karkoff, and this is FreedomBlog.com from our FreedomCast series, Case Study Venezuela. The theme for today is participative governance. For thinking people, this means building a dictatorship for the totalitarians. The third freedom function is participative governance. Basically, the free governance mission was to empower all citizens to participate fully and directly in government. Transitionally, to build a republic with representatives to represent citizen concerns. Ultimately, to build a participative democracy where citizens participate directly in governance. Finally, to empower people through education to become enlightened citizens who guide the democracy through policymaking. This freedom mission was for enlightened citizens to participate directly in the means of governance, offering their input to legislation and feedback from its effects. Again, while Free Venezuela was progressing in democratic functions, she failed to accomplish her mission in time. Too much of her political power was converged in the hands of too few leaders. While the middle class was enlightened, it was also complacent to have the good life, subsidized by Venezuela's abundance of natural resources. Most destructive of democracy, the lower classes were not inspired, educated, or reinforced to participate in the democratic freedoms. Perhaps the greatest failure was the success of the members of the middle class who patted themselves on the back for their enlightenment and understanding democracy. They loved themselves too much and their poorer brothers and sisters not enough. They did not have a passion for freedom. To some, Venezuela was again a product of too little, too slow. Its middle-class citizens simply were caught in self-congratulatory complacency. Those who bowed to no one in their understanding of democracy now bow to autocrats in their implementation of totalitarianism. Whereas the freedom mission emphasized participative governance, the totalitarian protocol emphasized directly the opposite: to destroy participative governance and build totalitarian dictatorship, to destroy the exemplars of democratic leadership, to control the sources of representation of the people, to surround and penetrate the people with an intelligence system, surrounding them with block leaders and district supervisors, and penetrating them with 20,000 urban guerrillas from Cuba in Caracas alone. In short, whereas the freedom mission was to produce directly participative and ethically representative leaders, the totalitarian protocol was to replace the democratic leaders with underclass stand-ins and to establish chain of command authority from the dictator down to these make-believe leaders. Once again, the totalitarians are succeeding because free Venezuelans did not accelerate the goals of a participative governance mission, because they did not fully share the freedoms that were generated. The dependent, adaptive people were reinforced by their apparent empowerment and elevation. Signing off for Freedom Blog, this is Bob Karkoff. Remember, we the people. This means empowering every citizen to participate fully and directly in governance. Think about it. We invite your comments. Send to bob@freedomblog.com. May the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back.